The Department of the Environment is today launching a public consultation on a national policy statement and roadmap on a more sustainable use of clothing and other textiles. Among the proposals is the aim to tackle fast fashion and the contribution it makes to textile waste. Now, later in the programme, we'll be hearing from the Line Minister, Alan Dillon. But first, our reporter, Aaron McElroy, has been finding out more about how clothing is being currently reused and recycled.
The Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun is a charity that educates and advocates for a more circular way of life. Claire Downey is the centre's CEO. She says there's a problem in Ireland when it comes to reusing and recycling clothes.
The issue is actually in our buying patterns, our interest in consuming. When it comes to where do our textiles go, we know that around two-thirds of the textiles that we get rid of are actually in the bin.
The centre offers workshops and training to encourage people to breathe new life into old textiles instead of buying new. Aaron Murphy manages the fashion programme. Her workshop is stocked with donated textiles that would otherwise be sent to landfill.
We're making tote bags from old flags, so they're kind of advertising things that, you know, might have a date on them, definitely single use, and definitely really important to keep them in use and, you know, to find the reuse solutions for them. So that's a lot of what we do in here. We also give a lot of workshops to the public. A big element of what we do is all about kind of raising awareness about the impacts of the fashion industry as a classic example of the linear economy.
Mark Sweeney is the Donated Goods Strategy Manager for Oxfam Ireland. He outlines how textiles can typically be given a second life.
The two main ones are charity shops and banks, donation banks. But I think there's a lot of people out there that just don't know what to do with clothes that they have in their wardrobe.
So what do people do when they're finished with their clothes?
Sometimes to clothes banks or else to charity shops.
If I was giving away clothes, they'd be going to charity. Like, I wouldn't just put them in the bin.
I'd send them to a charity shop, yeah, where they'd be reused.
I don't see people bring them to the clothes banks or anything anymore because you make a bit of money from it.
I just give them to my mum. She takes them away.
Mark Sweeney says that the Irish charity shop sector is very strong, and they have seen an increase in both sales and donations post-COVID, partially down to greater education about the environmental cost of producing clothes.
I think in more recent times, people have become aware of the impact that clothing has on the planet and on the environment. I mean, like, the statistic I quote a lot and I use a lot is that there's enough clothing on this planet for the next six generations.
The growth of fast fashion has contributed to more clothes being produced, as the demand stretches beyond the four seasonal collections. Charity shops can find themselves at the end of this consumer chain.
You end up buying two or three different sizes, and then most people go, well, guilt-free, what I can do is I can donate it to a charity shop, which is great. We absolutely need all the donations we can get. But it's very difficult for us to sell something, and I always give the example, if a T-shirt costs £1.50 from a fast fashion brand online, and even if it still has its tags on it, what can a charity shop sell it for?
Claire Downey says that there needs to be a societal change towards a more sustainable model of fashion.
What we're trying to do is move out of that space altogether, and we need both the manufacturers and the retailers and citizens to buy into that. So we need everyone on board with seeing fashion differently.
That was Claire Downey from the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun, ending that report from Aaron McElroy. Minister Alan Dillon with us after 8 o'clock. It's 8:15 now.